From the number of advertisements you see for destinations, you might think tourism is really important. And it is, providing tens of millions of jobs and billions of dollars in revenue for places all over the world. But apparently, they're going to be too much of a good thing. With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. For example, the Grand Canal in Venice has long been the spectacular entranceway to the watery city for cruise ships. But the buildings of Venice, perched on wood posts plunged into mud many years ago, are sinking, and the wake from mega cruise ships, no matter how slowly they ply the waters, weakens the support of adjoining structures. So a full ban on cruise ships in the Grand Canal goes into effect in about 3 years. In Barcelona and some beach towns in Spain, locals are protesting the number of tourists clogging their restaurants and taxing their infrastructures. Authorities are trying to figure out how to limit the number of visitors. I doubt any place will go to the extent of the country of Bhutan that requires travelers to spend a minimum of $200 a day, employ a local guide, and only book through government-approved tour companies. But clearly, tourism can be a double-edged sword. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.